creator and part of the Il Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
Anytime your heart is broken, you have allowed too much energy into that person. That's why you got to let God be your accountant, because he'll tell you how much of your energy to put into somebody. If you put too much money into a stock and it crashed your bank account, you shouldn't put that much out there.
Okay.
But if you keep your energy in you, your heart can't be broke, because God's going to be your accountant. You're going to know how much energy to put into that.
Okay, so only put out what you can afford to lose.
No, only put out what God tell you to put out there. He gonna tell you. You gonna feel like this person don't deserve all that, so I'm not finna get them. So when they leave, that was just tax money anyway. It's 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 money anyway.
Yeah. I don't usually do this, but can I sing to you? Yeah.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs, but my only drug is hip hop. Love is life. The morning beats on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. I don't usually do this, but
Oh my God.
Can I sing to you? Yeah. Yeah.
Yours, mine. For hours, sit and talk to you for hours. I wanna give you your flowers and some champagne showers, all the shrimp and lobster towers. But it's me that gets devoured. Ooh, when you do what you do, I'm empowered. You give me a superpower. Together the world could be ours. You sit me up on the counter, instantly it's thunder showers. Storming for a couple hours, when we finish, take a shower. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours. Almost made me quit. Then I met you. When I met you, I knew this was it. I've never been in love like this. A love like ours. I pray for it on my knees. Every night for some hours. And hours and hours and hours and hours. And hours. I could do this for hours. And I could do this for hours and hours and hours. What's yours is mine and ours, and yours mine and ours. I can sit and talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding you close for hours.
Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Whoa, na 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 na. It's DN, baby. DJ for Bob. They got my lives.
Hold on, hold on. You can't play that like regular people. You can't play that like regular people. Montreal, my city. The best morning show in the country. L'Union fait la force. This morning we are doing For the Love of Kim. We are in the love business this morning. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks. It's a problem, boy. We're going to open up this morning. Giveaways at 8:20. We're giving away the whole shop. Ah! DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. We are the Gardens of the Galaxy. I need space. Yeah! Hold the gal body, hold the gal body. You see when they break down the synthesizer. This morning we are doing For the Love of Kim. Things is happening, things is happening. Let's go.
DJ for Bob. They got my lives.
femme qui me bille là. Elle me jure. Quand le moment ça chérie.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
The love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
You know, this morning I'm just gonna let the beat ride out a little bit, DJ Matty. Let me feel the essence of it. Valentine's Day is on Monday, boy. I don't know if anybody still celebrates. But listen, man, with these hard times, with these closures, with all these introversions going on, you just want to reach out and touch somebody. You know, whether you're in a couple or whether you're single. You know, we all want love. We all want to give love. This morning, we are doing Black Love. We are doing For the Love of Kim this morning. She is one of the few people in my opinion, I consider as a counterpart. Somebody that's on the level. She's an infamous broadcaster. She did a hip-hop show like ours at the Morning Detour on Radio Santaville. She probably creates the best playlist. Spotify owe you some money. You should go to Tidal.
I think I will.
Boy, look how that voice sound that show, baby. Montreal, my city. My celebrity co-host this morning. I call her Special K. But this morning, we're just going to do For the Love of Kim. I promise you, listen, I want to marry a Haitian woman. I ain't going to hold you. we go open up right there this morning.
I know a lot of you... eligible women for you.
Well, listen, man. So you say. So Montreal, my city. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chasing the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice to hate that it's me. This morning, Kim, you've created the mix, the playlist. DJ Matty, Guardians of the Galaxy, the ones and twos.
Yes, shout out to him.
So it's gonna get mixy this morning. I don't know how y'all gonna go to work. We gonna make love this morning. Now I know a lot of y'all follow us D1254 on social media at 8:20. I got some riddles. Huh? We're giving away some baskets brought to you by Panier Luxe, Londres Paris. We have a little bit of everything in there. I don't know if it's been done before. I've been doing my research. I think people say radio shows are probably giving away one sex toy, but to give away the three that we are. So we're giving away three Valentine's Day baskets.
Three.
I call it the Weezy Moon Chaser Starter Kit. Everything you need is in there. So, of course, you have your B condoms. You have the B condoms lubricant. I even gave you the B condoms mask. If you don't know, B condoms, the only black-owned condom company in the world. I said, you know what? I want you guys to have fun with each other, Kim. Mm-hmm. So I added the Toxic AF game from West Hype.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? West Hype, Major Hype. It's all the same, you know. I said, I want to give you guys have some fun. You guys might get a little dirty throughout the night. I got some essential soaps from Manside Soaps.
I like the fact that you included condoms. Be safe, you know? Have fun, but be safe.
Hey, listen, man. And then if you get too dirty, I hit you with the Manside Soaps just to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
Now, I have a his basket, I have a her basket, and I have one that's kind of in between. Mm-hmm. But for whoever it is, Sexo Plaisir, black-owned sex toy company, Haitian, you know, L'Union Fait La Force.
Yes.
We have three sex toys we're giving away. We have a toy for him, we have a toy for her, and another thing for her. So if you get the basket and you alone on Valentine's Day, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. And then, you know, you want to get pretty before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Here by D, they give away 50% off. So you get, you know, get whatever hairstyle you want. And, you know, we'll slash that in half.
Shout out to D. She's an amazing hairstylist.
You know, D is my personal hairdresser. We call the hairdresser. We call her the hairdresser. You know what I mean? And, of course, you know how we do things, man. We all, you know, you see it in the caption. We always start off our mornings to try a thing. So to put you in the mood, there's some cocktails. But Panier Luxe, Londres Paris, they added some chocolate, some stuffed animals. Champagne's in the gift basket as well. So I think the estimated value of the gift basket must be between $500 and $800.
At least.
And on top of it, Synergy Medi Spa, you want to add a little, you know, something you want to get pretty prior, you know, the pregame before Valentine's Day. So we have that going as well. Absolutely. So we have three giveaways from them as well. So 820, call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. I'll put the number up there. We're also streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, The Morning Detour. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in urban clothing and sportswear. They have sneakers, jackets. They even have electronics. You can buy yourself a bike. It's the Urban Hood Apple Store, the way we like to call it, right here in the hood. Who does the morning show right there in the hood, surrounded by all the Jordan 1s? You know how we do things. So I ain't gonna hold y'all this morning. Celebrity co-host is in the building. Kim, Ruler, the playlist queen.
Where are you taking us this morning? Oh, before I forget, we got some big guests this morning. We have Regine Kwaku. She's an author, speaker. She's a relationship and emotional management coach. Yes. Oh, we got deep. After this segment, we'll play some music and then we'll have that interview. And we also have Joan Lee. She's the current president of WIPCA, West Island Black Community Association. She's going to come talk to us about Black History Month and her new appointment as president of WIPCA. So, at 8:20, we're doing the giveaway. So, you know how things happen. It's the more detour. So, Kim, talk to me, man. You know, you're feeling lovers rock. I've been feeling depressed as we're leading up to Valentine's Day. I'm not even like a Valentine's Day person.
Why are you feeling depressed?
I don't know. Just feel a little different. You know, I think for me at 35, I didn't think I was going to be here. And not necessarily I thought I was going to be married or have kids or anything like that.
Didn't we all think we were going to be married and have kids? I mean,
listen, I found myself waking up in the morning and telling myself, listen, if I were to pass right now, God forbid, I would have left nothing but amazing episodes. I have no kids. I have no legacy. I have no women.
Well,
it's crazy.
It's some type of legacy.
Yes,
but better than nothing.
Listen,
right?
Man, I'm the second coming of Dawn Smooth. It's crazy.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I'm curating a playlist this weekend, especially for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I'm putting the last edits, and I know you're gonna love it. It is very, very love oriented, but it's black love. It's nice. You're gonna be able to, jam to it, drink to it, do whatever you want to do to it,
I feel I've gotten more in touch with my emotions. And not say I'm mm-hmm. afraid of the emotions.
Yeah.
It's just not really me. I don't really wear it on my sleeve. And I keep getting these knocks. Girls always meet you. And I was like, what sign are you? I said, I'm a Cancer. It's like, oh my gosh, meet you. That means you wear your heart on your sleeve. No, I'm not emotional. I'm passionate. RG's a Cancer too. We just passionate. I don't think I'm emotional. I'm passionate.
Ooh, child. That's passionate.
It's a thin line between love and hate. Your favorite black love movie?
My favorite black love movie? That's a good question.
Let me hit, I always talk about this because it's important that, a lot of people want to consume black culture and they don't take in some of the classic movies.
A lot of them, I'm sorry, they don't really have like...
Well, I got two white ones. I'm going to hit you with two white ones.
But I was going to hit you with a Caucasian one.
Give me a Caucasian one.
Well, I'm a very old classic girl, so I love Dirty Dancing. One of my favorite movies.
You like that Forbidden Love?
Yeah, he was a little bit older.
So you like
older.
The Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I don't know, a lot of you Asian girls like the Bad Boys, but that's for another show. I think the movie that best describes my vibe is Legends of the Fall with Brad Pitt. I don't know if you ever saw Legends of the Fall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love
that's
Legends.
That's a 95, 96
yo,
movie.
Yo, listen, give me really? An open ranch and some horses. Kim, I'm good.
Oh,
yo.
My God. Did you hear that, guys?
I probably have never thought about this. When The Notebook came out, I used to mm-hmm. babysit my my niece, and now she's like this world international track runner, my niece Deandra. So I used to babysit Deandra and Devontae, and one time I rented The Notebook by myself, and I watched it. I love The Notebook. Oh, I love The Notebook.
Amazing.
I love The Notebook. But black movies, I'm talking about Why Do Fools Fall in Love. I'm talking about Love Jones. Like, everybody wants to date black guys and never want to watch. Have you seen Love Jones with Nia Long? Stop it.
You know, in that episode of Insecure.
Listen. Insecure, all that is Love Jones. Listen.
I'm not going to front. I never watched it. I was more into like, Boys in the Hood, mm-hmm. Menace Society. Like, I had big cousins who only made me watch these types of movies.
You're a rude gal. But Boys in the Hood is good. I always remember when Cuba ran back to Nia Long and he cried in her arms on her knees. Yeah, he just wanted to hit the skins. So talk to me. So one of these things that a lot of girls in I guess post 30s. One of the things that a lot of people talk about when they talk about relationships, they talk about love languages. So now I'm gonna pass it on to Kim because apparently I'm horrible at love languages. I want to love you the way I want to love you, and I went to Vancouver and I spoke about. See, why you roll your eyes? Because okay, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go. But just let me say this point on love languages.
Yes.
I keep getting pushed back. Was like. I'm not receptive to the way you're giving me the thing, but okay, I hear all that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, too, if you guys are gonna preach, you guys want a man to be organic, you want a man to be true to himself. This is how I feel comfortable expressing myself to you.
Yeah.
But still, we can't find common ground. But I pass it on to you. We got Regine Kwaku, relationship expert, coming up next. So talk to me about love languages real quick.
I mean, there are five love languages that I think we can't go over, and I think you mentioned something important. It's important to know like what your partner is really into, because. I mean, if you don't know and they express their love a different way, then how are you guys really gonna bond, and make it work?
Yeah.
So the first one would be words of affirmation. So I don't know if you're somebody that texts, likes to text, you know, send a couple, I love you, hey boo, how's your day? You know, like compliments, verbal encouragement, like,
What do you guys draw the line on the text and stuff? Like, because, you know, I know some of these birds are a little bit abrasive. They want to, where you at, ma? What
That's
you doing,
the thing. And they make a lot of jokes on the internet about guys that send, like, good morning, love, good morning, sunshine, or, you know, like some... I feel like it's okay, but maybe not every day. We want you to ignore us maybe just a little bit, but not too much.
No, but
you
see...
You have to have a good balance.
Yeah, you have a good balance. But some of y'all be sending mixed messages. Because I'm really cool and I have a lot of things going on. So I'm not, I never been one to really press a chick. So when I don't message them all the time, then it's kind of like you're being an asshole, like you're not reaching out. Yo, a lot of y'all love the overbearing dudes. You guys like guys that are up your bums. I don't know if you guys, some of y'all looking for validation, or you guys interpret if a guy's up under you, oh, he likes me more or he wants me more. I could want you just as much and not be up under you.
I like when you're up under me when I am very attracted to you.
How does a guy know if you're very, if you are you, Kim Rula?
I'm gonna Kim Mula.
Kim Mula.
It's I'm gonna show it. I'm gonna respond pretty quick.
You be touching the shoulder, you be giving them the, you know, you giving them the sweet Haitian eyes, you be telling them to come over a little bit of doohee.
Sweet sexy eyes.
I was in Puerto Rico with a group of my Haitian guys. Shout out to Joe and Mr. Cool from Rhythm and Brunch. And we're talking about the fact that Haitian women always really know how to cook and drag you in. So Joe was saying that's how they get you. The doohee, the sauce. But me, it's more than the cooking. It's the fact that you guys do it from scratch in front of us. Mm-hmm. Down to the 8-piece. You guys are, you know, a lot of the real authentic Haitian girls. Yeah. Not the new age chicks in Saint Michel, but the new...
Oh, God.
the girls with the back home values. That, you know, she makes her own spices from scratch that she learned from her mom, that learned from her grandmother. Oh, them chicks are dangerous.
It's long, but I mean, if my mom can make me some spices, I mean, I'm not going to cook. I'm not going to make them. I'll make the rest of it. Right. I'll make the rest of it.
Yeah, talk to
So me. Are you a text person? Do you like words of affirmations, or this is not really your love language?
No, not really my love. It's like it's cool, but I don't need that. Mm-hmm. All the words is whatever. What I don't like now in the new era is that we're having like these deep relationship issues through text messages, opposed to talking to each other in person, opposed to being on the phone with each other. That's what I don't like. Like, if we're going through an issue, we're not going to text it out. We're not going to WhatsApp it out. And a lot of women feel safer that way. And then they'll use the love language, like, well, I communicate better like this. But my thing is that certain conversations in a relationship need to be done face to face.
Absolutely.
Or via telephone. Like, I need to feel your energy. I need to feel some of these nonverbal cues. So much get lost in the conversation through a text message. But hey, listen, if I'm really into you, I like texting, hey, what's up? Good morning, boo. Because, you know, you're just trying to warm up the pot for later. Hey. But, you know, I'm an old school Haitian
like
head.
That.
I'm trying to warm up the pot for later. Everybody has an agenda, and there's nothing wrong being guilty about that. Feeling guilty about that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tribe Thing this morning, man. The throat is right. The throat is right this morning, Kim.
So the second one is quality time. I mean, everybody loves a little QT, you know? So people whose love language is quality times feel the most adored when their partner like to spend time. They're always down to hang out and see their significant other. Now, I have to say, ask yourself, are you an independent person? Are you semi-independent? Like, I'm semi-independent. I like my quality time alone, but with somebody too.
Kim's wallet.
Mais c'est vrai. And I'm going to tell you something. I talked to you, like, we were talking this week about me have being in a long distance relationship.
Yeah, horrible.
And I can tell you that a lot of times I couldn't have any quality time with my boyfriend. I couldn't. It was impossible. So what we used to do is on Saturdays, we used to watch UFC together. Like, he would watch UFC at his house and I would watch UFC, or we'd have like big topics on Saturday. And that was our quality time.
Look at that.
So
look at that.
Sometimes you
bridging the gap here. Kim, the love guru, bridging the gap. We in the love business this morning, bridging the gap. I like that.
It's different ways to create quality times. And in this actual context, you have to be a bit more flexible. You know?
Yeah. Okay, I see that.
What do you think about quality time?
I think quality time might be my love language. I like that a lot. But I like that in its slot. You know, I'm a beach person. I don't need that all the time, but I like it inside. That's one of the upsides of being in a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. That I was able to do my, you know, hustle and do my thing, and then we have our schedule weekend or 2 weeks together. So I like that structure of it. But waiting to have sex once or twice a month, that's horrible.
Once or twice a month.
Yeah, well, I was dating a girl in the States. I was in my early 20s. When I started that, like, I was working just the weekends at Sears. I don't even know the rental, the hotel. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how I was affording it. I look at my boy Jean-Luc the other day. I'm like, what was I doing? If I didn't do radio and if I didn't do long distance relationship, I could have bought 3 houses. I'd be living in the woods a long time ago. I'll be fishing right here this morning.
Oh, you're like an old countryman.
Yeah, I'm old. I'm an old grumpy man. I'm old grumpy wheezy. I can't wait, man. Come to my lake house.
Ladies, do you hear that? I mean, that's actually, it's nice. It's sexy. It's like,
I mean, you with that R&B voice this morning. I said, I'm gonna get them layers this morning. I'm gonna smooth it out.
Nice. Because I know a lot of girls, like, they don't want to, they just want to spend time with somebody that, you know, cares for them and not all the BS around. You look like somebody that you can easily settle down with.
Yeah, but I think where I lose myself is that sometimes when you get deep into a relationship, you stop still wanting to learn about the person. You stop still putting in that type of work. Mm. Like, I was in a situation where I was living with somebody for the first time and I kind of like lost sight of like, oh, you still have to get to know that person.
Yeah.
Even, you know, in my mind, I was like, okay, this is enough. I'm here. I'm present. Shila. I come home every night.
Ain't enough.
It's enough. And that's why I got like, okay, that's what they mean when they talk about, yeah, relationship is work. That's where you have to keep reinvesting yourself and recommitting yourself to the original engagement, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's ups and downs. But listen, I got my appointment with Regine Kwaku next Friday. Yeah, man, I'm gonna sit down with her. Hey, nice. Listen, I'm always down to try things. Uh-huh. I'm not one of these guys who's like, oh, I'm too manly, I'm not gonna try this. I have no issues with feelings. I'm just not a super expressive person. But when you're dealing with other people, when you're dealing with people from other sex, you have to figure out different ways to convey your vibe to other people's vibe and figure out a way to how you're gonna work with somebody else. And that's what a relationship really is.
It's a partnership. Yeah, it's definitely a partnership.
Yeah, that's what it was. I need some more try thing. I put it too far.
Yeah, Wiz, you're the first Cancer on this, because I know a lot of Cancers. Who is really not, it's like you're sensitive, but you're not really a Cancer.
Well, a lot of girls,
I like during the break, because I'm really curious.
A lot of girls are screaming at their radio, say, yeah, he's Cancer. No, I don't take no shit. I don't take no slights. In my older years, I stopped being petty, because there's a lot of things, you know.
Cancer's the number one petty.
You know what I mean? When you're me, you deal with a lot of different things, but you kind of just pace with it. Mm-hmm. Yo, listen, I'm mid-30s. I'm almost 40. Like, we're still going to fight over petty things? You have to live and let live. You know, people break up all the time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But what I would like to see now in breakups, when people break up, is mm-hmm. that we have some class opposed to break up. We don't have to talk about each other after. We don't have to be petty. Just live and let live, man. People break up all the time. Ain't nothing new. But, you know, what you got?
Okay, the third one is act of services. I like act of services.
Every girl wants that one. I got killed with that one.
Girl, if you guys are wondering, acts of services, they are not gifts, okay? It's like little things that make your partner's life a little bit easier, like shoveling your parkway, making your coffee, ordering your favorite food. You know, like, pick up your dry cleaning. Like, if you have a busy day at work.
I love girls that have dry cleaning. A girl told me I was bougie because I dry cleaned some of my clothes. I said, I work really hard and
listen,
I buy a good
brand.
It's
not very environment friendly. However, for a few clothes, it's not a big deal.
Listen, man, I ain't trying to get my things to fade out. But I've been told I'm bougie because I dry clean. I have a dry clean guy. Shout out to my boy, Ralph. Mm-hmm. For over 12 years.
You look like somebody that have clean fingers, right?
Yeah. I didn't do my nails now because they couldn't get me a proper appointment. But yeah, I keep my nails right. Because, okay. I get up and close with you females. You know, I want to make sure I smell right. I want to make sure my nails right. I'm not trying to cut nobody.
Can I ask you a very own personal question?
Well, it's a morning detour, you know.
My boyfriend's going to be like, why did you ask this question?
We family. I've never met the dude. I want no smoke with nobody. You know, Haitian dudes, they be shooting.
He's not. Well, that's the thing. He's not Haitian, so.
What? You went out the circle?
I'm the crazy one.
You went out the circle? Your mom is so mad at you.
She good now. She good. Okay, listen. Do you take a shower right after you have sex?
Yeah. Depends how sweaty you got. Yeah. Yeah.
But in general, like,
I got, even before I have, even before I have sex, I got to be within a 25-minute window. I got to be, like, from time, like, if I'm coming to check you at night, from the time I come out the shower to the time we're getting dirty at your house, wherever it is, mm-hmm. I keep myself a 25, 30-minute window. Like I like to give you the freshest of the freshest. right out the oven.
So what do you think about access services?
I like access service. I, you know, I got killed on it because sometimes when you're so busy, you're not really paying attention to stuff. Because what plays into access service is that you actually got to pay attention to your partners, what they like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's really what they're looking for.
Yeah. Be mindful.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to wait until they give you an act of service for you to, you know, reciprocate. So just be mindful. If your person loves to have coffee, didn't have time to get coffee or tea in the morning, you could always grab.
Yeah, I know you're waiting on your tea. But your throat is good. Listen, take a shot of the joint. Take a shot of the joint. So what else you got?
Gifts. That's the second one. I mean, that's the expensive one, but it doesn't really have to be expensive, you know. Because there's a gift-giving process, you know, the careful reflection, deliberate choosing of the object to represent the relationship, the emotional benefit. So it doesn't really have to be expensive, but I feel like now ask yourself, do you want to be the one that gives gifts or receive?
I don't like gifts at all. I don't like to get gifts at all. And girls tell me, oh, you just don't like gifts because you don't want to spend money on nobody.
I feel like acts of services have a better meaning than gifts now. Because me, like, I'm a good gifter, but I don't like to think too much now. I'm just like, okay, what do you want? Give me three choices. And one out of the three, I'm just going to pick one. I don't think that's very personal, but that's the way I go. But do you think they're still significant?
Well, listen, I got killed on the gifts too, boy. Like some girls like really aren't like that.
You spend a lot of coins.
Yeah, I have no problem spending money. Mm-hmm. It's just like you don't have to tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna move the way I move. Like that's what I don't like. Like the pushiness of it. Like just let me go the way I want to go. I'm gonna get you gifts. Like yeah, like my whole vibe. You with somebody? Yeah, you want your person to feel cherished. You want your girl to feel spoiled. You want to feel good. Like if I'm fly, I want you to be fly. If you're doing something, I want to be doing something. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, it's crazy, man.
If you don't want to feel too materialistic, you should consider doing acts of services. I'm just putting it out there. I mean, I think it's better.
Yeah, acts of service is better. Yeah, it takes a little bit more thought. You have to analyze your partner a little bit more.
Yeah, you could always get some kicks too. Kicks are expensive for men.
Yeah, kicks. What are women buying for men these days? What, PlayStations? I ain't got no time playing no video games.
I ain't buying no PS5. I ain't buying no PS5. Well, I mean, shoes, clothes, random objects. I don't know.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, so what background is your man if he's not Haitian?
He's Ivory Coast.
Okay. You went back to the motherland. You said, it's like I go back to Africa. Ivory Coast. Yeah. Them tall, strong brothers. I see you.
Definitely a tall, strong.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, tell me. I know. Listen, you think
shout
I know
out to people. Ivory Coast.
You think I know black people, man? Let me tell you, strong. Yeah, man. Ivory Coast is dope, man. Shout out to everybody out there, man.
Yeah. Black is beautiful.
It's black and bold, man.
But, Wizzy, after the show, I want you to give me, like, just a rundown of what you like, because I'm trying to line up a few ladies for you, you know?
Oh, okay. Listen, I ain't going to hold you. I like my belly. I like Rio. I like Julie. I mean,
he's only thinking about food.
No, because me as a man, like, I really hustle really hard. So me as a man, my mind, if I know I'm coming home to a good woman and a good plate of food, yo, I'm extra motivated. I feel, you gonna have some sauce? If you make rice like my sister makes rice, shout out to my sister Vicky. Like, everybody, like, there's no marriage proposal if you can't make a rice like my sister. Like, sure. I'm not marrying nobody that doesn't make rice like my sister. Like, that's where I'm at with it. What do I like? I like peace. I like when I come home, I like peace of mind. I like to have dope conversation. Yep. That's what I mean. I'll sacrifice a little bit of the Buddha, a little bit of bum for personality. I really want somebody that challenges me and we can have dope conversations. I really like that.
That's true.
You know, I'm a talker. You know, I need to be a talker and I like to listen. I want to listen to someone who has some dope stories. Mm-hmm. Challenge me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like the black Dr. House. I'm like the black Dr. House. I'm a genius, but I got to bounce my ideas off ordinary people.
He likes his rice. By the way, my boyfriend too, he's like a big eater.
You look like a good Haitian woman cooker.
Yeah,
can you even say it? Does it make sense, Maddie? Haitian woman cooker.
Definitely. We love to cook. We love to get you by the belly. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Well, listen, man. Oh, okay.
But I love to eat too, so we're both big eaters. So that's good. Physical touch, that would be the fifth one.
Okay, that's the last one. A lot of people like that.
Physical touch.
That's for the ninfos.
Yeah. I mean, ladies, I'm all for for having self-pleasure, you know, and having fun alone, but you need the physical touch. And same thing for men. I mean, you have a strong arm, but I mean, I don't think that's enough. I just don't think that's enough.
This girl said you got a strong arm. That's not enough.
I mean, it's enough for everyday life. I mean, if your arms are strong, but I'm just saying physical touch, it's important. Like, even if you're not in a relationship, you still need like hugs, cuddle a few times. It's human nature.
Most men aren't thinking hugs and caress and you know, and the non-sexual areas touching when they think about physical touch. Everyone's just thinking sex.
No,
but there's different ways to connect with your partner physically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, dudes have to, you know, watch the YouTube videos or read some of the books and, you know. You know, listen, I did my homework. I want to love you different ways. It's not for clout, it's not a show off. I just want to have the full human experience.
Yeah.
If there's another way for us to connect, if there's another way for us to communicate with each other, I want to experience that. That's why, mm-hmm. you know, I do Bible study, meditation, yoga. I just want to know. I just want to try.
Oh, my God. You're perfect.
I know. I'm not perfect. I just try stuff up. You know, I'm temperamental. I'm moody. I do a lot of stuff. I'm busy a lot. A lot of girls don't like that. A lot of women want a guy that's just available, that works 9 to 5 and comes home at night.
You have a toe missing or something?
No, man. So a girl asked me if I had like 4 or 5 baby moms. I have no baby moms.
What? What's the problem with you?
I'm just ambitious. And okay. I pay for my own projects. Nobody owns me. I mean, so I pay for my own projects. You know, I'm like the Canadian Rockefeller. It's the rock in the building. But yeah, I tried. Yeah, I did Bible study. Shout out to my boy Kareem. We did Bible study on Monday. It was
nice.
Good. It was good, man. Talking about, you know, the Bible making predictions even back then and how it's come to fruition now. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
That's dope.
I'm doing my thing. I'm just trying to learn, man. For three.
Sorry to cut you, but maybe the she's not in Montreal. Have you thought?
I'm not
about
going back
that?
On the road, Kim. Stop. Why? Why?
But I'm not saying.
My cousin said the same thing too. She's like, you need a Haitian American.
Oh, man. Honestly,
Maddie, like, Maddie, where your mic there? We ever go to a tune? People tune in like, oh shit, we getting deep here on the Black Love episode. I'm getting hot. Oh, before I forget. This morning show is brought to you by Cream Clothing.
Yo.
Cream Clothing is hood chic.
That fit is nice.
This is the new suit.
Look at
this. This is the new suit. You know what I mean? I got a little pretty now, so I can wear the cream joint. I can move a little bit, but this is the Cream Clothing. The new joint's out right now. Follow them on IG, Cream Clothing.
Cream,
get your suit. This is hood chic.
I need one.
My boy Tony's one of the flyest dudes in the city. It's going down. And you can also purchase it at DG Kicks as well. You know what I mean? Black on black on. Black on black on black.
I want it. Do they have it for women?
Listen, we got you, Kim. We got you.
Oh, yeah. You need to get me.
We got you.
RG.
Hey, watch how you say that. Listen, I want no problems with the Ivory Coast. Because, yo, these African dudes have machetes and things. Listen, I want no smoke.
Oh, come on, machetes. What do you have then?
No, Jamaicans have machetes, too.
Baby.
Listen, RG is a soldier. Like, I can't wait for RG and his wife to have their own documentary. Because to see
shout out to Black Love.
Yeah, Black Love. But see, if RG was a little bit more spicy, that'd be even more crazy because it'd be him being spicy as a Haitian man and then her being spicy as a Jamaican woman. But their energy to see, and what's dope about Rick and his wife is that they're both creators.
Yeah.
So to see them work together, and not just like, okay, we're just both in love, we're just gonna show the love. Mm-hmm. But to show two black people together in a relationship, married. Parents creating something outside of the relationship together, working together, showing that, I think that's a positive light for our community.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that they're here. I mean, they're local. Mm-hmm. It's a local couple. It's a local brand. He says clearly Wizzy worked on himself.
Nah, listen, you know, people always say that, oh, you worked on yourself doing stuff. No, my thing is that I can't keep doing the same things. I did the Gallus thing. When you've really had multiple women, when you've really played the game, the player lifestyle, or whatever you want to call it, you understand certain things. You understand, like, nothing is yours. Like, I wanted something at the end of the day that was mine. Now, to deal with a respectful woman on your level, Kim, you have to come a certain way. You have to know about things outside of sports and money. You have to know about the world and know about life.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be a deeper person. And you can't force that. A lot of people are trying to force that by reading books and doing all these kind of different things.
Yeah.
You can't force that. Mm-hmm. You have to want to better yourself for yourself. I just wanted more. I wanted a good woman. I want certain things. So I put myself as Ian Thomas in a position to acquire that.
Would you be comfortable being with somebody in the business?
Like that? We tried that last time. That didn't go the way.
That didn't
go. Listen. I want the most quiet. you know, listen, I want somebody outside the business. I want somebody that's quiet. But you never speak. I won't say her name on the show, but there is somebody.
What are you talking about?
There's somebody in the business I would talk to, but she I don't think she'll talk to me. I mean, I'm an old head, man. She ain't going to talk to me. She's too hot.
Stop.
I don't think she would. I really don't
Why?
Think she would. I just don't. That's not the vibe I get. Like, even though.
Set the vibe. What are you talking about?
Oh, listen, you know I can set vibes. I'm the unicorn killer.
Go
you, don't,
for
you, know,
it.
You know what I mean? I told my mom, I'm the unicorn killer. And then you think about it. I've been calling myself the unicorn killer for years, especially when I get into my deep gallus stuff. Mm-hmm. And nobody calls me on it. And I told my
you
mom.
You said gallus stuff?
Yeah, my gallus stuff.
My gallus stuff. You're and, a gallus?
I used to be a gallus in my 20s. I know I just got pretty now, but yeah, my less pretty days,
yeah. Half Grenadian, huh?
Half Grenadian, half Haitian. I grew up with my mom.
You guys are...
Who? Why is she smiling like she's been with some Grenadian dudes?
Shout out to Grenadian. A lot of people say like Grenadian looks like a lot like Haitian. But I used to party in the West, so I know.
Okay,
I know
okay. Look
Shout
at
out
you.
To them.
Look at you. But yeah, I used to be the unicorn killer, man. I burst the gas, put the cape back on. But they don't call you the unicorn killer if you can't deliver. I mean, people ain't gonna let you do a popular show calling yourself these things and mm-hmm. you're not these things.
You gotta be about it.
Yeah, you know, when the mood strikes me. And that's the thing about cancers, we're moody, right? So I could be hot on something today and then tomorrow it's just pas so ça. Like this. And so I'm trying to work on it. I'm Rishin Kwaku next week. I'm working on it.
Let me tell you something. When a cancer is not happy, all the room is gonna know.
Yeah,
gonna
yeah.
Feel it.
Because we don't. I hate that. I don't know how to pretend. And that's people's like, oh my gosh, you're fake. I said, when someone is being fake, they're trying to impress people. They're seeking validation from others. Mm-hmm. Real cancer people, like how I move as a cancer, I don't care enough. Like it stops for me. I don't care enough to be like, yeah, we broadcast. You know, we want people to enjoy our show and stuff like that. Right. You care to a certain extent. But I don't care like that. Like, to the point, like, I'm going to let it shift my whole vibe? Nah, that's not me. That's not me. I'm just like, don't care enough. I don't care enough to want to impress people and stuff like that, jealous and all that. Nah, I ain't got time for that. Jealous of people, why? Mm. Listen, I'm going to go live in the woods when this is all said and done. I'm going to wear Crocs and T-shirts from Old Navy. There'll be no cream clothing. There'll be no fly Jordans. Air Max 1, you know, I hit them with the ostrich today. But, no, that's neither here or there. But, no, that's what we're going to do.
I mean, can I just, like, comment something? Because I'm analyzing you at the same time you're talking. I feel like...
We went totally left on this segment.
You're very much... Like, it's for the love of Wiz, obviously. No, it's not for the love of him. But I feel like you're very modern, obviously. You're in a business, you know, that requires you to be. But you want, like, a kind of like a old school, like, traditional girl. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if...
No, they don't exist no more. I got,
they
got...
They exist. I'm just wondering if it's really going to be a good match for you.
Well, you know, no road ventured, I guess. I guess we got to try it. I just got to try it out. Yeah. I've had some good Haitian women, boy.
Maybe she has to be older. Have you thought about
that? Yeah, I've had older.
No, I'm talking like 15, 20 years
I've had older. I've had older.
Okay.
I've had older. You know, I get mixy. Listen. What I thought of myself in high school, mm-hmm. and you envision your life, I never thought like I'm having a ball, yeah. You know, I've got to savor and taste some women I never thought I would have a shot to. I got a chance to go back and get all the girls in high school that dissed me, did my thing, and that's when I became the unicorn killer. I turned into a beast. Oh yeah, I'm Mash. Yeah, I'm a
really?
Beast. I'm a beast. I went to the high school. I went to Wager High. You know, I don't know if you went to Dunton or Cavalier. I don't know Calix La Vallée. I don't know what famous Haitian high school you went
to. Wait, because I'm Haitian, I'm supposed to go to Calix La Vallée.
Okay, so where did you go?
Georges Vanier, but in Laval.
But let me tell you something. I went to Wager High. Wager High is the Degrassi of Montreal. It was a basketball powerhouse. No, I don't matter. Nobody got cut to the music.
Wait, who was Jimmy then?
No, I wasn't Jimmy. Who was Jimmy? Maybe Alex Andrews, because he's gone missing. On the West Side, you know, they could fight me on it. I know Shad had his days. But they could fight me on it. Montreal knows. Wager High, Quiet's Cap, is probably the popular.
Wager High is where? In the West?
It's Côte Saint-Luc. Yeah, it's here.
Côte Saint-Luc.
It's probably the most famous black high school. Like,
okay, I don't know it.
Basketball powerhouse. Some of the deepest trenches gangsters from all tri-boroughs, Burgundy, Uptown, NDG went there. Oh. We got some of the flyest people out of La Salle went there. Don't get me wrong, our guy was popping. Marymount was popping. Riverside was popping. But Wager just hits different. And the first, when you're in Wigan, and you know, with all these OG guys and getting girls, they tell you this, man. They say, one, Young Bucks, you guys got to understand one thing. Everybody got to eat. Everybody got to eat. So I never hear another guy, yo, you want to get the girl? Go, man. Everybody got to eat. Everybody got to eat. But listen, we don't fight over women. Mm-hmm. We don't sell out no brothers over women. It's a code, man. A lot of these girls ain't living by the code no more.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, let's play some music. When we come back, we got Regine Kwaku. She's the author, speaker, relationship, and emotional management coach. I like that right there, emotional management coach. Keep it locked at 8:20. We're giving away Valentine's Day basket from Panier Luxe, Londres Paris. Everything's in there. Bee condoms, try a thing, toxic AF game, massage soap, sexual pleasure, sex toys. Everything's there. We have stuff from Synergy Medi Spa, Hair by D. Call us up. 8:20. I'm gonna open up the lines. I'm gonna put up number there. You can follow us on YouTube and Facebook. The Morning Detour. We're streaming live from DG Cakes. This is for the love of Kim. It's the Morning Detour.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. Final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Steven Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator,
and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's only one mood chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. We're back on the Valentine's Day episode. Super Kim is in the building. You know, I'm going to call this Special K. So, Kimora. Kimora, a couple weeks ago, I asked my friend Oren and said, yo, I'm looking for an intimacy coach. Why isn't there no Black intimacy coach? Just, you know, I was trying to connect better. I'm trying to love her a different way, even though I'm single on this Valentine's Day. But that's neither here or there. No, c'est la vie.
It won't be for long.
So my friend came back to me after 3-4 days. She's like, I found one person. She seems to be really good. CBC, Radio Canada, Huff Post. She's been in the Huff Post. TVA, Le Journal de Montréal. I said, okay, hold on. I need to know Regine. So I was a little bit scared, Kim, because, like, you know, I'm just going to send this email. I saw her website. She might not respond. Mais donner une consultation gratuite pendant 30 minutes. So, like, okay, she doesn't respond. We'll get the consultation. Montreal, my city. She's the author, coach, speaker, trainer at the service of individual and companies. I think she's like the relationship guru or intimacy guru. She wrote 2 great books. I'm going to say to friends, Kim. Les 6 clés essentielles pour attirer l'amour. I said, oh boy, she knows her stuff. Because you can't write a book talking about the 6 traits, how to attract love, if you haven't studied the joint. And then Kim, I hope you asked her about this. Her next book, Guide de séduction féminine. It needs to be a movie, Kim. It needs to be a movie. I can't say her name. So Kim, could you please introduce our supreme guest this Friday?
Notre invité aujourd'hui, our guest today is Regine Kwaku. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you. for this great presentation. I don't know, I feel like so inspiring.
No, but I really feel this way. Listen, I'm not, I've got some work to do when it comes to intimacy, but they say it's because of my cancer. So I'm trying to better myself, Regine. But Regine, I know I'm not the only one. So now, after this interview, me and Kim were giving away like these Valentine's Day basket. You know, we're trying to promote love. But I said, you know what? Let's give some people les outils. Let's give them, you know, les idées clés. You know, so, you know, let's better their love life. You wrote a book called Six Clés Essentielles pour Attirer l'Amour. We need to talk about that. Can you give me the six keys to attract love? And how did you get to that?
Oh, God. Listen, that book was written in
2015.
2015, yes. And then since then, I have matured. I've had hundreds of clients who made me change my mind there, adjust here. But basically, what remains the same is that you gotta know yourself. You gotta know what you want. You gotta know why you're in the love business, if I can put it this way. And because of past experiences, I know that when you enter a relationship and then you are not yet where you want to be in your life in terms of what do I want, where do I want to go, where do I see myself, when you start growing in the relationship, usually since you did not see where you wanted to go, most of the time that relationship no longer fits you, if I can put it this way. So if there's one thing I usually like recommend the most, it's like, where do you see yourself? Why do you want to be in a relationship? You cannot want to be in a relationship because you are alone. It's not going to work.
Say, hold on. We have 19,000 listeners on a Friday. Can you say that one more time? Pour les personnes à l'arrière. For the people in the back. God.
You cannot want to be in a relationship because you are alone. It is not an excuse. It is not a reason. You want to be in a relationship because you're ready. You want to be in a relationship because you have love to give and you are ready to receive. So that's why a lot of people, they enter relationships after, and they come to me because they cannot break the vicious circle. You cannot break the vicious circle. You keep looking for the wrong person because of the wrong reason. So yes.
Watch Kim.
Yeah, but speaking about the vicious circle, because in your second book you talk about how you can avoid the seven common mistakes that creates a vicious circle in women's life. Can you at least highlight